Welcome to another evening in the Michigan Writers Series. Tonight, please welcome Sylvia Watanabe, now a professor at Oberlin College, but also a resident of Grand Rapids. Talk about a commute. She is author of Talking to the Dead, a 1992 Doubleday publication that was republished in the UK in 1994 by Woman's Press. Thank you very much for coming to our Michigan Writers Series. Can you tell us a little bit about your commute? How did you get to Michigan? That's one of the things I had a question about. You left Hawaii, you left paradise for the Midwest.
Well, some people would say that this was a kind of paradise in itself, too, I would say.
You're being very generous after this winter.
Well, actually, I went to graduate school. I got my MA at SUNY Binghamton and met my husband there. Then we moved back to the West Coast, and he eventually received a job at Grand Valley State University in Allendale. Mm-hmm. So that's how we made it out here to Michigan.
That's quite a commute. Talking to the Dead, your book of short stories, contains 10 short stories that are interrelated, all cohering into an account of a Hawaiian village, an island village, at various points in time. I saw the time shifted now and then, but it's all within a generation or so. And your subjects, your characters, are mainly Japanese Americans who live in a cultural overlap with whites and Filipinos and others. And World War II is evoked, as is Vietnam. What are you hoping to tell us about your characters?
My characters are conglomerates. I'm often asked whether they are taken from my own life, or whether the book is autobiographical, whether the characters are based on my family, and my family denies this roundly. The thing that I am hoping, I think, or that I hoped to evoke with these characters was a kind of a world in the making, a world that is made through the coming together of cultures. Mm-hmm. So there is also a kind of a strong native Hawaiian presence in the book as well.
Oh, very, very, yes. And I neglected to even mention that because it is very strong, the native Hawaiian strain. Mm-hmm.
And this is a kind of culture that my father particularly, much more than I think, since I have, as someone at dinner tonight said, betrayed the islands by coming away and living on the mainland, which is not the case at all. But that is a culture that really belongs to my father and my mother, and I wanted to write about that world.
Mm-hmm. Do you like to go back?
I often go back to see my family, yes.
Can you explain the title, Talking to the Dead? It sounds so melancholy, endure, and it really is not. Your book is charming and humorous. It is sad in places, but
there is a Hawaiian custom, a funerary ride, in which the relatives and the close friends of the deceased person go and visit them after they pass away, and they talk to them. They bring favorite things of the deceased person, objects, food. They talk to them about pastimes that they have shared together. If there are any unresolved issues, they talk about those as well and try to get some sort of resolution to them. Yes, it's a time for passing in many different kinds of ways.
And you do do that in the book. I think some of your characters are actually doing exactly that, talking to their dead. By the end of the book, almost all of the people are familiar. We know Cousin Min and Little Grandma, Aunt Pearlie, and we know a little bit, and sometimes a lot, about their individual histories. And clearly you have an affection for your characters. And how do you want your reader to react to them, or what do you want your reader to go away with when they finished? If that makes any sense.
Yes. What I would like my readers to go away with is, well, one of my aims as a writer is, as Toni Morrison put it, to about her own writing, to make the strange familiar and the familiar strange. Mm-hmm. And what I would like is for readers to go away and to feel that my characters are not such strangers after all.
That's very true, and that's very, very nice. There is a gentle humor that just transfuses these stories and lightens the effect of your talking to the dead. It makes it very approachable.
Thank you.
Very nice. I usually have a Michigan question that I ask our guest writers, and you are patently not a Michigan native, nor is your work Michigan, but we are very, very happy that you have chosen to live in Michigan and to write here. And perhaps Michigan will someday be your muse.
Yes, I think in my new book.
And can you tell us a little bit about your new book?
Actually, Michigan has sort of been a muse. I wrote a lot of the stories while I was here because it provided a distance in some ways where mm-hmm. I could look back and, mm-hmm. and write about those things. And more, Michigan is finding its way into my work as a subject. The new novel that I'm working on right now and finishing is actually a Midwestern book mixed with bits of Hawaii. Yes.
Uh-huh. Sounds wonderful. We will certainly look for it. And I see that it's quite late. It's getting late. It's approaching the time for your reading. And I thank you very, very much, Sylvia Watanabe, for joining us this evening.